Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for what you're doing, and keep on doing the great work that you're doing, too. Now, to the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, the 18-wheelers going north, south, east, west, coast to coast, border to border, thanks for what you do. Also, the bulk mail haulers out there hauling from the bulk mail facilities to the post offices, as well as the suicide jockeys hauling gas and oil to the gas stations from the refinery. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us over at Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're also on at the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go there for more information, and you can send us a message right over there. All right, to the telephone line we go. And we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, we have Erin from Colorado on the line, so let's find out what she wants. Good morning, Erin. How are you?
Hey, Cap, Denise. Just calling to see what Denise thought about the election in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, and who would she pick between Dr. Oz and this hedge fund guy that's apparently it's a toss up between Dr. Oz and the hedge fund guy, and also what she thought about the election in North Carolina with Cal Thorne. I read about his crazy background and being in drag and caught in bed with a man and doing all kind of stunts and shenanigans. So anyway, I just wanted to see what Denise thought about the election and of course my man Trump endorsed Cal Thorne. Trump tried to push him over the line, but he didn't make it. And of course, Trump has endorsed Dr. Oz. But I just want to see what Denise has, what she thinks overall of the election in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. Have a good morning, Cap, and of course, Denise.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sharon. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I'm not trusting Dr. Oz. I haven't trusted him the entire time. One reason I have a problem, and this guy may be great, or he may have decided to be great or something, I don't know. But I have a problem because I don't think people with dual citizenship should be in our government, period.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a dual citizen of Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies my problem there. As far as, the other two go, which would be Barnett and McCormick, I think there's actually two other Sands and Bartos, but it's Pennsylvania, and if you look carefully at a map, the urban centers are the ones that... seems to have gone for Fetterman, the one that's in the hospital.
Yep.
That just had a pacemaker put in. Mm. This guy's a full-blown Marxist. So that kind of tells you that, you know, Pennsylvania almost gets what they deserve, or deserves what they get. You know, it's kind of a pathetic situation there, but there's going to be a recount. It looks like a mandatory recount between Oz and McCormick. Kathy Barnett, I don't think, can make up the numbers that she needs. I'm fine with Mastriano as the winner of the governorship there in the primary. I'm good with Bud in the GOP Senate in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Cawthorn needed to go. Trump was wrong to give him a second chance endorsement. He needed to go. He was causing all kinds of issues, and I mean all kinds of issues.
I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with him being out of there, and that, you know, I'm just not happy with a lot of these candidates, but you know what? You have to pick from the worst, in some cases you shouldn't say worst, but, you know, you have to pick from who's running. Somehow the decent, good people are smart not to run.
Right.
I think in most cases, I mean, politics is a blood sport. But isn't it fascinating? I haven't seen Democrats attack Dr. Oz. Mm-hmm. Isn't that just a little weird to you?
Well, he's very friendly with a whole bunch of them, so I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, see, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but anyway,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not where I would have put my vote.
So we'll have to see what happens, but I have my doubts that he's going to win in a general. I just don't think he's going to do it.
I think he could easily win against Fetterman. If it had been Lamb, it would have been tougher. The Fetterman, he may have gotten the sympathy vote because he's in the hospital, but,
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com as we take a break. Don't go anywhere. I shall return right around the corner here. So we'll be back. Grab yourself a cup of coffee and come back with us.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and I will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money on their insurance for just over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, can help you save money and give you price quotes on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, or maybe you've got a boat or an RV or an ATV or a motorcycle that can insure all that. But where they can really help you and where you can really lower your insurance premium is if you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. Bundle that together, and you'll save yourself a bunch of money. It's just that simple. So check them out online or call them. Once you find out what the phone number is, you can go to the website to do that. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. Check them out, and I'm sure you'll find something there to help yourself. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I just heard my little, all right, that was you. Okay, so let's see. Roundabout way. Okay. Oh, well, that's the list that I got to do what they give me. So anyway, back to Russia for a second and then Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy in Russia reported that they are being banned from visiting the detained WNBA star Brittney Griner. What do you suppose that's all about?
Well, that's typical of how Moscow operates. You know, it's coming from the Kremlin.
And so, they had her. She had made an appearance somewhere, what, a week ago or so? We saw her?
Not quite. The end of last week, I think it was. And so she's got at least, I think, another month before, you know, she gets heard again in court. So they're going to drag it out.
Hmm. Well, Afghanistan has become a real hellhole again for women because after saying they weren't going to do it, they have taken away all the rights that women had in Afghanistan. Women now have gone back to being a second or third rate citizen in Afghanistan. Got to wear the burqas. They're subservient to the men and all that stuff. I mean, this is
I can't go to school. Yep.
Yeah, this is nuts. I mean, I don't know if it's well the way Biden is acting. I wonder if they'll go to war over that.
Well, he's not going to war anywhere.
That's what we thought, but somebody's firing beans and bullets at somebody. That's not just the Ukrainians firing some of that stuff. They're being trained. It's on-the-job training with some of that stuff they're doing over there.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not our forces unless they go over there as volunteers.
That's correct, and there are a bunch of volunteers over there. You betcha. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Matter of fact, there was one that was wounded that was on TV last night walking around.
I saw.
Yeah.
But look, you know, for women to be, and I hope somebody kind of points this out, for women to be knocked back into the, you know, the dark ages in Afghanistan, which we knew was going to happen.
Yep.
And for the Biden administration to be so pro-women, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
The women in Afghanistan and the, you know, those that are paying attention here in the United States should blame Biden for that exclusively. I mean, he knew precisely what was going to happen, or at least he was told. He probably didn't know because he doesn't do any critical thinking, but he was told that the women would be knocked back into the dark ages. So, yeah, maybe somebody should ask this new White House press secretary to see what she has to say about it.
Did you see that press conference yesterday?
No, I didn't. I couldn't stand it.
It was unbelievable. Peter Ducey ate her up and spit her out.
I got through one question, and then I walked out of the room. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, she was just bad, really bad. And
it was awful.
And her answers were all coming from papers she was looking at.
Well, all of the answers, you know, there's tabs in the three-ring binder.
Uh-huh.
And each tab has a subject matter. So all she has to do is they're all typed out and it's all read for them. So, I mean, that's how that works.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, how about Elon Musk? Now, here's something that was interesting. You want to talk politics for a second in a different manner. During a podcast interview, the billionaire entrepreneur and would-be Twitter owner Elon Musk said, I voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, overwhelmingly. Like, I'm not sure. I might never have voted for a Republican, just to be clear. But now, this election cycle, I will be voting Republican.
You know, here's one of the reasons. He moved part of his business headquarters from California to Texas.
Yep.
And he's fully functional there. If it had been reversed, if he had moved from Texas to California,
yep,
he'd still be waiting on permits and regulations and all these other kinds of things. So he is now seeing how bad it is, how un-pro-business the Democrats are, and how difficult it is to, you know, to thrive. So hat tip to him, regardless of whether he buys Twitter or not. I don't really care if he does or not, one way or the other. But, yeah, I mean, the Democrats, the Biden White House, are really hostile. I mean, they're just hostile to corporations. And, you know, in lots of industries. I haven't seen a single industry, single company bringing back their business to the United States from anywhere overseas, most especially China. So,
well, they were at one time, but that was when Trump was around, but that stopped.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Biden's got this office called, Made in America office that he allegedly set up in the White House.
Yeah.
Well, what are they doing? Nothing.
Well, that's true. They're not doing anything, and neither some of the other deals that he's got going there, because it's just not working out. And I'm watching.
That's precisely what Elon Musk said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says the real president who's running the country is not the president; it's the person that's putting the words into the teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
True enough.
Yep. Yeah, it is. True dat. Remember that. True dat. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what takes place in the next year or two. We still got a year or two of this guy to put up with.
Yeah. God help us.
Yeah, God help us is right. Now, Mayorkas was down on the border yesterday, and there's another little weasel. He was down there, and he was talking about how they were getting ready with Title 42, and he doubled down on the fact that they were going to get rid of that, and they were going to do this and do that, and they were going to protect the border in such a way and all that. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, does he even know what he's talking about? Because we know he's lying.
Because
we know he's lying.
They're also building more tent cities here again, as fast as they can build them.
Sure.
So I don't know how they... I mean, 18,000 a day... that's a full blown invasion. What we have going on right now is a full blown invasion, but 18,000 a day is the prediction?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then I've also heard that the Title 42 may stay because of that judge, because he still has to make a decision. Is that not correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we're waiting on him. And who knows what's going to happen, but hopefully they'll be able to get this under control, because this is crazy. We can't do this. We just can't do it. All right, here comes the music. I'll let you go, and I will talk to you tonight on the Radidio.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the great things that she writes about, and you'll know what it is that she does when she does it. In the meantime, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle? The CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday. Senator Joe Manchin said his chief priority now is helping Ukraine win its war against Russia. That may throw President Joe Biden's stalled economic agenda even farther down the to-do list. The measure being considered would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republicans like Rand Paul of Kentucky have delayed passage of the measure over concerns about how the money would be spent. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're on the west side of Tampa Bay. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, check the website, check them out online first through the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You'll be able to
go to one of their campuses, whichever one you want to go to, take the tour, or you can go to both for that matter. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll also be able to talk to the money people, the people that do the student loans. Because if you are coming out of the military, more than likely you will have all of your student loan benefits there, so you don't need to worry about what will be paid and what won't be paid. But if you've already used some of your student benefits, then obviously you don't have all of them left, so you'll have to see if there's something that you would have to apply for a regular student loan for to have covered, so you wouldn't have to pay it out of your own pocket. Other than that, you'll find out from them, and they can find out for you how much money you have entitled to take care of your training because of your military service. But at any rate, that's what you'll be able to do at one of their two campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, whichever one you choose to go to. And like I tell the people that call me up, or when I see them and ask me about National Aviation, I tell them to go to both campuses. If they can afford it, go to both. Make sure that you check them both out and see what they have to offer, because there's something there for everybody. And you might see something at the one campus that you like better than the other, or maybe you like the sports teams better at one place than you do the other. Of course, both of these cities, Tampa Bay and Boston, they are big-time sports towns. I don't need to tell you that. You already know that. So there you go. All right. United States troops, ladies and gentlemen, are headed back into Somalia. Some 460 are headed back into Somalia, reversing the Trump order when he pulled the troops out of Somalia. Said we can do what we're doing there from out afar and just fly in and out when we need to. So several hundred U.S. service members will once again be stationed inside Somalia to help to combat growing Al-Shabaab terrorist forces there. Now, administration officials have confirmed this. Al-Shabaab has reared its ugly head. Boko Haram is in there too. Elements of Al-Qaeda. This is just not a fun place for us to be. And I don't understand why we're just going back in there to do whatever. We don't need to be in there. We really don't. And an Army two-star general is the first woman to take command of forces at the only permanent American military base in Africa, a milestone in the military's 20-year mission in Djibouti, which is where the base is. By the way, the Navy has created an unmanned surface vessel division where they will expedite integration of unmanned systems. This will be interesting to see how this works. And the Army is building a dashboard to measure human performance. Now, the Army's been doing a lot of stuff lately when it comes to checking the military, checking the men and the women to see how things are going. A lot of stuff. By the way, a satellite photo now shows a possible new Chinese nuclear submarine able to launch cruise missiles. The submarine has two distinct patches of green coloring on its hull, immediately behind its conning tower, while a cruciform rudder arrangement that's possibly part of the shrouded propulsion system are also seen in the picture that they took from above, far above, I might add. Now, U.S., Tokyo, and firefighters were honing their mass casualty response at the Tokyo Air Base. That's all good. Always like working with other departments, and these departments, these military departments, are really good. I've worked with them, too. Now, Ukraine, as the war in Ukraine enters its fourth month and drags on, Ukrainian forces are getting new equipment in the form of Russian tanks. And they're using the Russian tanks against the Russian military. And to that I say, great. Now, a Russian sub fired missiles, unfortunately, at the Lviv training center. Now, the risk of such weapons could indicate munitions were shortages, as the Russian military have warned the Ukrainians to stay away from some of their facilities for their own safety. You knew that was coming. By the way, most projects on the Pentagon's $5.7 billion wish list need to stay unfunded in fiscal 2022. I don't know why that is either, but if you're going to work on something, you think you'd work on it with all the money to do just that. Now, the Department of Defense and the VA did not do enough to make the new electronic health record system work. That's what the Inspector General and his audit has said. That's a shame. That's a shame. A lot of money goes into that, and they can't seem to get it right. Makes you wonder, you know, if your money is actually going where it's supposed to be going. Now, from targeting to navigation, handheld devices right now are merging tech and tactics together. A lot of new innovations out there. More coming in the world in which we live. The Army, by the way, is opening a brand new criminal justice center that will help train defense lawyers in Belvoir, Virginia, Fort Belvoir, Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C. The LCS USS Montgomery fired Hellfire missiles in a land attack test. An Independence-class littoral combat ship launched three Longbow Hellfire missiles that hit a land-based target in a demonstration last week. So says the Navy. And by the way, the Navy commissioned a brand new destroyer, the USS Frank E. Peterson, Jr. Commissioned its 71st Arleigh Burke-class destroyer in Charleston, South Carolina. Kudos to the Navy for doing that. We know that they need the vessels, just like the LCS vessels. We know we need the littoral ships, too. Hopefully they'll get what they need so if we don't get caught short out on the high seas. Now, two finalists have emerged for the next Space Force chief. One of them, Lieutenant General Stephen Whiting, and the other, Lieutenant General John Shaw. They've both been to the White House for potential nomination as the new Space Force chief. We'll keep you informed on what's going to happen there. And don't forget, the Space Force is also going to have a National Guard aspect to it. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends over at Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura is a dealer, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, with all those Nissan dealerships, too, where they actually sell cars all across the country. And people listening to me have come here and bought vehicles from them, and we thank you very much for doing that because of some of what I tell you. Like, for example, if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get a special deal on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Acura. Now, you also get lifetime oil changes and tire rotations as well at Moss Acura. Now, many places are not doing this, and this is why people will go out of their way to come here, because They just do what they need to do, and then they come back down, or there's an arrangement where Moss will have you go to one of the dealers up in your area and get the service that they offer down here. So there you go. Now, check them out. M-A-U-S, that's M-A-U-S, Acura.com, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Chris Markowski, who's with us right now, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You got a lot of stuff to watch now, don't you?
It's tough. It's like watching one of those 1970s tennis matches, back and forth, balls going all over the place.
Well, let's talk a little money here just for the heck of it, because Bidenflation, as it's known, broke Walmart. Shares plunged 11% yesterday.
Yeah, stock went down, and they said the numbers were strong, but obviously the profits weren't there. They had a tough time adjusting to some of the higher costs of energy and moving stuff from point A to point B. I think it's a little bit overdone when it comes to sales. They basically said that they're year end. Their numbers are right, and they're going to come in by year end. But this is what happens. You got companies that are very good in handling supply chains, like Walmart. But the old song there, there's nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide when it comes to energy prices, and businesses like theirs, without a doubt, are affected by them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about the Biden administration and the globalists quietly fighting to slash the U.S. tariffs on China? They're doing that, not telling anybody.
I'm all for slashing tariffs. You want to help bring down inflation? Not just China. Canada, these other things, the other places. We got the tariffs. They weren't effective. Take a look at trade deficits. The trade deficits didn't change even when Trump was president. These are things that we're going to have to do on our own in regards to, bringing supply chains closer to home and a myriad of other things. And there's a great opportunity to mix things up. But a lot of these tariffs out there are ridiculous. I am for, if companies are cheating in some way, shape, matter, or form, intellectual property theft, anything like that. Yeah, I think that's something you have to go after. But the tariffs, I don't believe have worked.
We also know, of course, that inflation is driving retail sales higher. How high they're going to go, who knows? We're looking at gasoline. By the way, yesterday they talked about the price of gasoline could be around $10 a gallon by the end of the year.
Which surprised me, and that's by design. That's what they wanted. I mean, they told you this.
Yep.
Million people out there, they just going back to Obama. This is what they wanted.
That's right.
This is a dream for them. This is, it serves it right up. And, the funny thing is that at the same time, you got all these electric vehicle companies basically telling you that they're going to go out of business unless you give them more money. So something's amiss here.
Well, there's something else, too. I've been talking to a lot of my truck driver friends, and they're telling me they see the electric cars running around the cities, okay? But when they get outside the city and they start making, the next sizable places maybe 200 miles away, there are no electric cars on the road, number one. And number two, there are no charging stations anywhere.
Well, there are charging stations, depending on where you are, in certain thoroughfares. I mean, on 95, the rest stops that I have stopped at Connecticut have, plenty of Tesla charging stations. It's just that, how long does it take to charge the car? It's a hell of a lot longer than filling up a tank of gas. I do know people that own electric vehicles. My friend's dad just bought one, lives near me here. And he absolutely loves it, but he's not driving anywhere. It's in and around the neighborhood. It's not, going anywhere far. He's not taking kids to college, and he's not taking kids to lacrosse tournaments or anything like that. Yeah, again, electric vehicles are great for things. They're great city vehicles, I think. But as far as, for other parts of American life, it is more difficult. They're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bidenflation, as it's been called, has crashed the home builder sentiment to the lowest level in 2 years. Confidence amongst the home builders in the U.S. has now lurched downward as inflation's taken its toll and home affordability has continued to plunge.
Well, yeah. The affordability is mortgage rates have gone up. The home prices haven't corrected to the downside based upon that yet. And one of the reasons is their inability to put up new homes. It's become very, very difficult because of supply chain issues, labor issues, and a myriad of other things. The turnaround time is much, much longer, and that's adding to the problems. Another added problem right now is the fact that people who took out construction loans to build a home that we're planning on closing on a home within a certain period of time with a certain interest rate, those interest rates have changed. So the family dynamic has changed. You get these interest rates that have gone up after they close on the home and they got to get a permanent loan. They find themselves paying hundreds of dollars a month more because of the higher mortgage rates.
So I think Elon is going to get a better deal on Twitter because they found all these bots that were on there. And the one person where they found where they were really trying to make him look better than he was Joe Biden, of all people.
Well, they haven't fully gone through it yet, and Twitter basically came out and said that they can't. Some people, there's been some estimates from inside saying that, I mean, there's an extraordinary amount of the total users are not even real.
Right.
If that's the case, quite frankly, we're looking at people going to jail. I mean, this is over a decade of putting out information to the Securities and Exchange Commission and investors and reports, which is patently false in regards to your users and metrics, not to mention anybody who has spent advertising money on that platform. And Musk makes a very good point. It's like, how in the world can you sell advertising honestly to people if you're not telling them how many people are actually real, how many people actually could actually buy your product? And that's it, without a doubt. I mean, you know, in the business of radio ratings or television ratings, you need to see, you know, how many eyeballs you have, how many people are watching, and that's obviously, you know, basis to how much they're going to be able to charge for commercials.
Uh-huh. And I want to say hello to Lynn, who just chimed in via the message board, and I want to say hello to Jeanette, who just chimed in via the message board. Appreciate your messages, and thank you very much for the flowers on telling us how much they like what they're listening to. So there you go. How about that?
There we go.
Yep. We've got this funny little election in Pennsylvania. Don't know who the winner is yet because it's too close to call when it comes to Mr. McCormick, who happens to be a West Point graduate, I might add, and Dr. Oz. They're within, I guess, 1,600 votes. I'm going to check it again here real quick, because they haven't counted anything all night since about midnight or so. Let me see here. yep. So there you go. It's
my take on all of this stuff, and I was on last night on the political or the news networks, political networks, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in Pennsylvania, and you know, I know a lot of people like getting into this stuff. I want everybody to kind of pick up their pocket constitution, take a look at the 10th Amendment. If I can't vote for somebody, I'm most certainly not going to give that person money as a candidate. And quite frankly, I think that the people in that community should decide for themselves who their candidates are going to be. I think that if people kind of focus on, you know, their own local people to vote for.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check out all the things he has to offer, and I'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.